faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Clark Kent continues to tell his fascinating story of Superman's most unusual adventure, in which he tells how he tricked the evil Regent Zaram, and then was in turn the victim of a trick.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, that race is on. The fellas and girls in our neighborhood are busy as can be these days, trying to see who'll be the first to get all 18 of those swell comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Why, everywhere I go, I see jackets and dresses and caps with Pep comic buttons pinned on them. And I see groups of kids in the schoolyard swapping duplicates, too. And I see a lot of thrilling excitement at our house when it's time to open a new package of Pep. You know, that's the prize package that brings you those swell comic buttons. And they're real humdingers. Colorful pictures of funny paper favorites like Tess Trueheart and Goofy and Superman. Boy, will you be proud when you have all 18 of these Pep comic buttons to wear for everybody to see. As you know, the best part is they're so easy to get, you don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to stock up on Kellogg's Pep and look for your prize in every package you open. That's Pep, the whole wheat flakes with that catchy sunshine flavor. Pep, the sunshine cereal, the crisp, fresh Kellogg cereal that's a doggone good tasting. Every spoonful calls for more. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep is the breakfast dish for you. So just ask Mom for P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. As you remember, Clark Kent has already told us how he came to the planet Utopia with Poco, the little rhyming jester, in order to rescue Jimmy. He told us, too, how the terrific gravitational pull of the strange planet robbed him of his great strength. Now he continues with his story of Superman's most unusual adventure.
Helpless, unable to move, I was thrown into a dark, moldy dungeon under Saram's palace, where, with the aid of my extraordinary hearing, I overheard the cruel regent give Jimmy 1 minute to decide how he was to die, by means of an amazing missile that would disintegrate him, or to be hurled into space. Suddenly, an idea struck me. I called to the guard. When he came to my cell, he took one look at me, dropped his lantern, and with his eyes popping, raced to the council room. Bursting in, he called out to Zaram.
Your Highness! Come quickly, sire! Quickly!
What, how dare you enter the regent's presence without permission?
But it is important, sire. Vastly important. The man in the red cape, our prisoner.
Well, what of him?
He is gone, sire.
Gone?
Yes, sire. A moment ago, he called loudly to me. Then, when I came to his cell, he was gone. And another man was there.
Creeping lizard.
You must be mad, God.
No, sire, no. With my own eyes, I saw it.
Oh, boy, Superman's done it again.
Silence, Earthling. This is impossible. This cannot be. I saw myself how the gravity of Utopia held Superman as in heavy chains. Was unable to move a step. How could
he? But still, he got away. I told you he would. Now let's see you try to invade the Earth, wise guy.
Be quiet. Come with me, guard. We'll lock the Earthling here in the council room to wait for my return. Hurry! It is another man.
You see, sire, did I not speak right?
There's something wrong, gentlemen.
You, stranger, who are you?
Me? Oh, just call me John Smith.
How did you get here? Where is the one called Superman?
Ha ha! That, my friend, is what we on Earth call a $64 question.
I do not understand, but your tone is mocking. Now hear me, stranger. I am Zaram, regent of Utopia. The flick of my finger can mean life or death.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've heard all about you, Zaram.
And you know my power, so you'd best answer me. Where is he of the Red Cape, the one called Superman?
Why don't you ask your guard?
Guard, did you search the palace?
How can he be in the palace, sire? You see for yourself, the cell door is still locked, and I did not unlock it.
I see, Stonehead. But I see, too, that our prisoner is not in the cell. I go raise the palace guard. Have a search made of every room, the grounds, the whole city. Then bring the earthling James Olson to me. I go, hurry.
Ave Zaram. I go, sire.
Ave Zaram. Heil Hitler. Well, you and the Austrian paper hanger seem to have a lot in common.
Silence! You see this weapon in my hand?
Oh, now we're going to get tough, eh?
It's a weapon such as you have never seen before.
One of your secret weapons?
One of them. The missile fired from this weapon strikes its target. It explodes, completely shattering the victim.
My, my. Would you mind demonstrating it by putting it against your head and pulling the trigger?
Insolent fool. I'll place it against your head unless you speak, and speak quickly. Now look, I aim it now between your eyes. Now speak. Tell me where is Superman or I...
Oh, 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 oh. It's a good bluff, buddy, but it won't work. I know you won't do anything to me until you've found Superman.
Really?
And just between you and me, you're not going to find him until he wants you to.
He must be here somewhere, and I will find him. I think he seeks to play a trick on me, to make me delay my invasion of the Earth, a trick he plays with your assistance.
My assistance?
Yes, you too are an Earthling. One whom Superman undoubtedly brought with him today when he came from Earth with my traitorous fool Poco.
Wait a minute. Who said I'm from the Earth?
I say so. Because you wear the same clothing as the other Earthling. The young one who came with Antar and Poco. Tell me. Know you the Earthling called James Olson?
Olson? Olson? See, I know a man named Olson, about 50 years old, red hair. And I know a Mrs. Olson. She keeps a little store, sells candy, newspapers, stuff like that. She the one you mean?
I said James Olson, Earthling.
James Olson, James Olson. Well,
I think you deliberately avoid a direct answer.
Why should I?
I think you know that, too. A moment, I shall prove it.
I tell you, my name is John Smith. I'm John Smith, and I don't see why I should know anyone named James Olson.
Are you sick, Miss Haley?
I will not. I'm tired of being bullied and insulted.
One more word and I'll shoot.
Here is the Earthling, sire.
Now, you, Olson, know you this man in the cell?
Gee whiz.
Why do you expect him
to... Silence! Earthling Olson, who is this man in the cell?
Him? I never saw him before.
Good boy, Jim.
Do not seek to fool me. I say you do know him.
No, I don't, sir. I'm...
Perhaps I'm mistaken, but it does not matter. I shall find Superman. Then both of you and he shall die together. Lanthar and Poco as well. Guard, put Olson in the cell with the other Earthling.
Yes, sir.
Stay you within sight of the cell so there can be no more escapes, or I'll have your head.
Yes, sir. In with you, Earthling.
Hey, quit pushing.
You two will hear from me later. Meanwhile, prepare to die.
Turning on his heel, the vicious Zaram strode off, leaving Jimmy in the cell with me under the puzzled but zealous surveillance of the guard. Jimmy could hardly wait to engage me in conversation, but I cautioned him to restrain his curiosity until the guard moved away or relaxed. I knew that we were yet far from being safe.
In just a moment, we'll return for the startling climax of today's episode of Clark Kent's thrilling story. So keep listening.
Say, think of the thrill, gang, someday soon when you have all 18 comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep collected and pinned on your jacket or your dress or your cap for everybody to see. Boy, will that be a day! Now, you'll really feel like strutting your stuff because these Pep comic buttons are just about the best-looking things you ever saw. Real, true-to-life pictures of your favorite funny paper characters done up in bright red and blue and yellow and black on a gleaming white background. Mighty snappy-looking. So you better hop to it, gang. Check over your collection tonight and see how close you are to getting the whole series, all 18 of them, including Brenda Starr and Cindy and Spud and the Little Moose, Goofy and Beezy, and Superman, of course. Then get busy and remind Mom to get you some more Kellogg's Pep so that you can complete your collection. That's the only way you can get these Pep comic buttons, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you get a comic button inside every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And say, here's something else you get in a package of those super delicious whole wheat flakes. Doggone good eating. Yes, sir, a bowl of Pep for breakfast means a head start toward a happy day because your appetite really takes to that catchy sunshine flavor. So ask Mom for lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now back to Clark Kent's fascinating narrative of Superman's most unusual adventure.
After leaving the excited Jimmy Olsen in a dungeon cell with me, Zaram hurried up to his council chamber, where a moment later he engaged a captain of his guards in conversation.
Well, what have you to say to me, Captain Teller?
As yet, we have not found the one called Superman, sire.
Why not? He must be somewhere near.
I cannot understand it, sire. It would be impossible for him of the Red Cape to escape my secret police unless...
Unless what?
Well, you see, sire, I have made a search of Anthar's house. There I found some strange documents.
What sort of documents?
Relating to the one called Superman. They say how he can fly through the air swift as light, how he can demolish great mountains.
I know all that.
And how his eyes can see through steel. Such a fabulous one might well have escaped us by taking to the sky and flying through space.
No, I say Superman plays some trick on us.
A trick, sire?
Yes. Somehow he conspired with the other Earthling who calls himself John Smith and perchance with James Olsen, too. But I have hopes I shall discover their trick.
How, sire?
I've had the Earthling Olsen placed in the same cell with the one called John Smith. Then I instructed the guard to leave them alone at the end of 1,000 lapse revolutions. I'm convinced they know each other. They may reveal the secret of Superman's disappearance to me.
But if the guard is not there to overhear them...
Stupid one! In the cell below this council room in which an instrument is concealed in the stone ceiling. Ah, the 1,000 lapse revolutions have passed. Now the guard will leave their cell. I merely turn this switch. There. Now listen.
There goes the guard down the hall, Mr. Kent. Now, tell me how you got here and where's Superman?
Wait a minute, Jim. Wait till he's further away.
Ah, you hear, Captain Teller? Did I not say the two Earthlings knew each other?
You are wonderfully clever, sire.
He told me his name is Smith, but Olsen called him
Kent.
He
can't hear us now.
No, he's too far away, jeepers. When I came down here and heard your voice, I almost passed out. Tell me...
Use your head, though, Jim. I was proud of you. I wasn't sure you'd catch on, but I didn't want you to recognize me.
How could I miss it the way you were yelling? Say, do you suppose Zaram caught on, too?
I don't know. I think he's pretty clever.
You're not kidding. But look, tell me how you got here on this planet and where Superman is. So dizzy, I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Well, you see, Jim, it's like this.
Go on. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. And so are we listening, eh, sire?
We are indeed, Captain Teller. We are indeed.
I don't know why, unless it was because Jimmy's excitement was so contagious, but I overlooked the necessity for caution. Forgot all about my former hunch and began talking, completely unaware that the crafty Zaram had his ear glued to a listening device.
Things really begin to happen to the Man of Steel at this point in Clark Kent's story of Superman's most unusual adventure. So whatever you do, don't miss tomorrow's thrilling episode of The Mystery of the Lost Planet. Yes, be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, do you know what it means when Kellogg's Rice Krispies go snap, crackle, and pop in milk? Well, it means they're crisp. Crisp as crisp can be. Sure, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are the only cereal so crisp they snap, crackle, and pop. That's why you see so much of those three famous little elves, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, in cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package. They stand for the crispiness of Kellogg's golden bubbles of oven-popped rice. The one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.